the concerns that I would have with the county development plan as it stands at the moment and the amendments that I would be looking to get done would be for people that are running a business, and if they want to build a commercial premises and a rural settlement, if it's needed to be a garage or needed to be somebody like a hairdressing salon and they want to operate from their own home, the county development plan does not allow these developments to take place. And I feel that the rural settlements are going to be left behind, and small towns and villages are going to suffer of it. And also the people that are looking for planning for to build one-off houses in rural areas or even on their own family lands, they find that they are being refused, and it's very, very, very difficult for people.
Now that the development plan is up for review, you're calling for these issues to be addressed without delay.
I am indeed, yeah. I'm making sure that anybody that's living in rural areas or anybody that wishes to build a house in a rural area, that they make sure that the county development plan allows them to get planning, because I feel that the guidelines that's on the current county development plan are too tight. And from my 2 years and 2.5 years in the council, I've been approached by a lot of people looking to help them to get planning permission and for houses. And I'm just finding it very frustrating that they've been refused due to the fact of silly guidelines in the county development plan.